Please listen carefully.
Well, hello, universe, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media, social media, and the direction of your day to help make it one focused on solutions.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And also, we are sharing the solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy, TGIM-worthy podcast.
I like it.
Today, I know, exactly. So today is Monday, the 20th of September, 2021. Hello, Christy. How are you?
I'm well, although my mind is just blown that it's already Monday, September 20th.
I know. Welcome to fall. Can you believe
fall it? Fall is happening. It's nice and cool here in Santa Barbara. I don't know where, how it is in Texas, but we actually relit our pilot light on our fireplace in the living room yesterday.
Oh, how cozy.
We did some coziness and I like the coldish air.
Yeah.
I mean, Santa Barbara never gets that cold, but for me, it's nice to have a little bit of a change.
So we have started to notice that the extremes are just not quite as extreme, right? It never gets, you know, the lows are like 68, but in the mornings, it's not 93 by the time I'm driving my daughter to school. And like the heat of the day, which actually here in Austin, Texas, tends to be around 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I'm accustomed to California, where it was always like 12 or 1 was the hottest time of the day. And then it would start to kind of cool down. But our highs are kind of hanging out around 90. And it's definitely feeling fall. I have gotten into a Facebook group discussion with my neighbors on how we're going to do an outdoor Halloween gathering for our kiddos with some hay bales. And I'm thinking about fall decorations. And I'm definitely in, you know, I'm in a fall mood. But before we get to today's solutions, I have a very special announcement for everybody who loves to read the Optimist Daily.
Go ahead.
Oh, I am here. I'm just waiting.
No reaction.
Got me. You know,
what whatever. Is the announcement? I know what it is, but tell our audience, what is the announcement, Summers?
Well, guys, we are starting this fall season with a brand spanking new, beautiful, updated OptimistDaily.com. And it is so exciting for our team. You know, we built the site that we've been working with about 2 years ago as a test. We built what's known as a minimum viable product, which is basically what is the very base level we can do to see if we have a potential sustainable and scalable business. And 2 years later, after we've done all of our testing and our proving and our learning and worked with you readers and all of our listeners, we know more about what it is you guys want delivered on a daily basis. So if you haven't been to it already, and actually I think roll out tonight, right? So roll out during the harvest moon, basically. So tomorrow morning, everybody get excited because your daily email will look a little different and your OptimistDaily.com is going to look super fabulous. And we're also rolling out new benefits for our emissaries.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's going to be good.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, Summers, what can they do while they're waiting for their ability to go online on Tuesday to check out the new website?
They can wait with bated breath. They can email all of their friends and say, it's coming, it's coming. No, today we have some fantastic headlines and we're kind of in a cozy fall woo-woo sort of feeling today, I think, Christy. What do you want to talk about? Mine or yours?
I was going to suggest, you know, you should talk about yours because while they're waiting, they can go.
While they're waiting.
Yes. While they're waiting. Yes.
All right. And take that bait. So my headline reads, how to best see the harvest moon tonight. The most notorious full moon of the year is the harvest moon, and it's here. It's known as the harvest moon because it's the full moon closest to the fall equinox. Today, and illuminates the sky enough for farmers to continue harvesting their crops well into the night. It is the harvest season. Now, this year, it actually happens to land on the fall equinox, and it is a glowing autumnal orange-yellow as it rises on the eastern horizon. Now, if you want to go see the harvest moon tonight, you will see it in all its glory at 2355 Universal Time. But we have a list city by city, region by region of, well, not city by city, but a few major cities of where you can see the harvest moon. There will also be an opportunity to see it rise and then see it in its full glory as it peaks. And so depending on if you're an early bird like me, I'm probably going to see the moon rise and then I'll be sound asleep, although I'll be hitting refresh on my optimistdaily.com continually. Then those of you who are night owls can stay and watch it in its full glory. Try to find a location with an unobstructed view low to the eastern horizon. You can sit and watch the moon rise as the sun sets. And if you are in an urban area with a lot of light pollution, don't worry about leaving the city in favor of dark country skies, because this particular moon is big enough and bright enough that city lights will not dim its glow. So, all of you little moon goddesses out there and everybody else who just loves the beauty of the moon, tonight is the night. And I'm not saying exactly that we planned the launch of the new Optimist Daily with the harvest moon, but it does seem like a pretty good time to harvest something new.
I love it. It's perfect. It's like we're coming into the fullness of the moon by harvesting our new website and all of the knowledge that we've accumulated over the last couple of years with how the site reboot of the Optimist Daily.
Well, and what's interesting, Christy, and I didn't even really think about this, but we hired our new site designers on the summer equinox. I was just looking at my email.
Oh, and I did magical.
Yeah, or the summer solstice. I didn't even realize that. So
okay.
Anyway, there's our magic. So, there's my magic today. What's your magic today?
Well, speaking of honoring nature and having a sort of a sense of nature worship, right? My story, which I was delighted about, the headline reads, "Tall, Bark, and Handsome, How Marriage Can Save a Tree." And
so good. So good.
You know, we love trees here on the Optimist Daily. The view this weekend, that just passed, was about how urban green space offers so much benefit for city dwellers and how just adding greenery and trees and open spaces within cities can help lower the heat in the urban environment. It can help boost mental and emotional health and well-being. It can boost physical health and well-being. And it also helps purify the air. So many benefits. Trees. We love trees.
Yes.
We often write about groups around in different countries, the Billion Tree Project in Pakistan, for example, or planting trees all over the world, and how they can help remove carbon from the atmosphere. Anyway, also something else we like to that we want to point out is that the older a tree becomes, the more valuable it actually is. And so this article talks about that. It talks about how as a tree matures, and trees, I mean, they can live for thousands of years. So think about it, like those massive trees in Sequoia National Park. Some of them have been around since before the Roman Empire. And it's awesome to think about all of the lives that have gone on underneath their foliage, the canopies of these trees. And they actually, it turns out, according to a new book by Suzanne Simard, who's one of our most renowned forest ecologists, she's documented and shown how trees support each other. And these older trees, these trees that are called mother trees, are basically like the wise elders in their communities. They are hubs of knowledge, they're hubs of resources, and they share them widely through the forest. So older trees actually provide a tremendous amount of benefit. So when we heard this article, this story that comes from Bristol, UK, there was more than 70 women who took it upon themselves to marry 74 well-established trees in Bristol because they were being threatened by a development was proposing a new apartment project and planned to cut them down. So what they did was they married the trees. I mean, yes, it's a symbolic gesture, but it's bringing publicity to the project And the whole goal was to stop the planning application because, as John Tarleton, who's a professor of regenerative medicine at Bristol Veterinary School and also played the role of the best man and wrote the vows for the trees, he said that once the planning application has been approved, it's really too late. Because once the project starts and gets underway, you can't really stop
it. You can't stop it. You have to get in early and make a difference early. Yeah.
It's just a symbolic gesture, but it has more than symbolic meaning. Suzanne Hackett, who was one of the activists and one of the brides, was quoted by the BBC talking about how being married is a privilege and that married to a tree, which is a pure example of unconditional love, fits beautifully with the whole idea of marriage. Marriage is for life. Breathing is for life. And Bristol needs mature trees more than it needs luxury private housing. That was her point. They were inspired by a movement from India back in the 70s, which was called the Chipko movement, led by indigenous women in the Himalayan region of India, where they were trying to prevent logging from coming in and development. So they would hug trees. They would sort of attach themselves to the trees to prevent them from being cut down. And this inspired a generation of young environmental activists. I mean, now we get the word tree hugger.
Tree hugger, exactly. Exactly. Now we know where it's from.
Exactly. So these Bristol tree brides, they've taken the practice of tree hugging to a whole new level with their tall bark and handsome grooms.
And so I love this story because it's about creating newsworthy and compelling storytelling around a real problem, right? There could have been a number of ways they could have gone to the planning committee. They could have, you know, held a protest. They could, and what instead they did is they created this really beautiful story that made news organizations want to cover it. And they gave some humor and some compelling sort of historical references all within this decision to save these trees. And do we know, Christy, what the result is at this point?
I don't know. It's something we'll have to keep our eye on. I think that they're going to be bringing it to a vote in the Bristol City Council or the planning department. It hadn't yet, when the last time I looked, hadn't yet occurred.
Okay. There's no way they can ignore this, right? There's no way they can ignore this action and this commitment.
Exactly. And it's being covered by the BBC. It's being covered by Euro News Green. It's being covered by us here at the Optimist Daily.
I was going to say the most important site ever, Optimist
exactly.
Daily.
Exactly. And I think one of the other things that I found amusing is the Chipko movement. I had never heard of this movement. And there's a link to like a news piece about that in the article. But when I lived in India, the phrase Chipko, which means I think it's because these women basically attached themselves to the trees. They hugged them. But the way it was described to me by my Indian friends is Chipko is kind of like sticky or attached. So that could be a bit of a derogatory thing to say towards somebody who really, really wants to be your friend, but is a little bit annoying. That would be something that, oh no, she's a chipko, all right, you know, that's she's a sticky lady, basically, you know, your really friendly neighbor.
So it's funny because in our stories collide in the sense that as I've been looking for harvest and Halloween decorations, I went to a website and there were all of these witches that hug trees. Right. So there are these little figurines that you attach to your trees in their yard. And there are all these witches that are hugging the trees. And I didn't even think about it. I thought it kind of looked like the witches had like kapowed into the tree. And now that I'm hearing this story, I realize that I could, in theory, put witches hugging trees all over my yard and honor the harvest moon, the Chipko, and these women in Bristol and keep trees safe. I love this. Christy, what else do we have on the Optimist Daily today while people are waiting for the new website?
Well, it is the start of Hispanic Heritage Month that started actually a few days ago with the Mexican celebration, I think, the 15th of September. But this article talks about a brief history of this month and why it explains why it begins mid-month. So go read that. There's an article giving tips on 3 foods to boost your collagen production, according to an expert. This is if you want to have less lines in your face, I guess, collagen and other and other things. It's good for your joints as well. Low energy freezing technology could improve frozen food quality and also drops the carbon footprint of freezing food. Zap into the full potential of your microwave with these tips, how to use your technology.
Oh, I like that. I'm totally a microwave girl. I have friends who aren't, who are like super anti-microwave.
Oh, and I have to mention this one and I'll let you read the other ones after this. There's an article about a 9-year-old girl who stumbled upon a 37-year-old message in a bottle, which is a story about a girl in Hawaii who found a bottle from the sea that was tossed into the ocean by Japanese school children 37 years ago.
Oh, wow. That's very cool.
I love this article, which I should have grabbed it if I had thought about it. But when I was a little girl sailing across the Atlantic Ocean when I was 7 or 8 or 6 or 7, I don't remember how old I was, but I tossed a bottle overboard and a man in Algeria found it on the beach. And I actually corresponded with him for many years.
Oh my goodness. That's extraordinary. I want to hear that story. We're going to follow up on that story. Okay. So the other things that you can read on the Optimist Daily: protein, why we need it, and how to know if you're getting enough. Los Angeles County votes to phase out oil extraction, and conservationists rescue Australian bandicoot from the brink of extinction. That and much, much more, as always, is available on theoptimistdaily.com. Thank you for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to share solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us. If you haven't already, please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. Actually, tomorrow you can see all of our new emissary benefits, including an annual gift for our emissary ambassadors. Help us support reader-funded independent journalism and be part of the solution-changing consciousness, addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. Thanks, everybody. Hug a tree, say hi to the harvest moon, and see you tomorrow.